Hello. You haven't heard this voice for a very, very long time. 2013 was the last time I recorded anything. Why am I back here? Basically, I was speaking to someone online, as you do, and she was telling me that some guy had sent over his music to her and then just started talking all about it very passionately. So I thought, who can play that game? I'm quite an impressive person as well. So subsequently, I've spent the last half an hour listening back to my 20 or so audiobooks, not every single one, but a lot of them, and basically laughing hysterically at the content in which I've generated. It's marvellous. It's wonderful. It's inspiring. From Libya Boo, back in when I was in sixth form in, like, 2011, and Funny Boo as well, which had a racist slip-up at the end, with my African friend, who I haven't spoken to in about 6 years, doing racism, basically. No, racism isn't funny, but in the context, which didn't harm anyone, it was quite amusing. What have I been up to in my life? I don't know, really. The last time I was in the first year of university, the last time I booed. And since then, I've lived in a house with other people, and now I live in a flat. I don't know, about 500 yards away, more than 500 yards, not very far away from the last place I lived in, when I audiobooed. So yeah, that's me in a nutshell. Oh, and I've fallen out with all my housemates as well, but you can expect that of me. What else happened in my life? Oh, I saw a girl for a week, and that didn't last, and we weren't really together. I've done work experience in radio. I guess that's not that interesting. What else? Oh, I got I got a job in a call centre. Or did I boo since the last? No, I don't think I did. I got a job in a call centre, and then the call centre shut down after 2 weeks after I did not sell anything. It wasn't easy, though. We had to sell broadband packages. It was broadband and line rental packages, and I had to call them up, and I said, would you like to buy it? I promise you it's cheaper than BT, blah, 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 blah. You know, it'll be really good. But then they had to give their card details over the phone. Now, anyone with a brain in their head would just sign up online, because it was a kosher company. When I say kosher, I don't mean a Jewish company. I mean it was a legitimate company, but you'd sign up online. You didn't want to get your card details over the phone. Anyway, that didn't work. I then got a job, AFC Bournemouth, who was the day today is the 21st of March, and they beat Middlesbrough, who were top of the league, 3-0. Two penalties, a Kermigan penalty and a someone else penalty. Oh, Pittman. And a wonderful Harry Arter strike, which I haven't seen back yet. It was at the other end of the stadium where I was sitting. Anyway, yeah, so now that means Bournemouth are now top of the league. They are in the promotion area. It's very, very hard to envision them actually being promoted, but it's not impossible. It will take a miracle, but miracles do happen. So yeah, I'm quite into that. I've arranged all my AFC Bournemouth tickets in a nice line just under the ceiling at the top of the wall in my room, so it's in a beautiful line. I was going to say something else as well. Oh yeah, and I also had a job in a shoe shop in Poole, which was pretty good, but they gave me far too many hours. Every time I wasn't at uni, I was at the shoe shop, so that didn't last too long either. And that's my life, basically. Just trying to think of anything else. Oh, I've interviewed a lot of dart players. I interviewed Michael Van Gerwen, Bobby George, Gary Anderson, Dave Chisnell, Trina Gulliver. I interviewed a woman today called, her name is Jane Molesley, but she was called Jane Kempster. Jane Kempster, I think. And she was the women's number one darts player for a long time in the early 80s. I've also interviewed Russ Bray, you know, the guy that shouts, 1-80. And yeah, oh, exciting news, I am driving from Bournemouth to Stoke-on-Trent in my friend's car on Tuesday, so it is Saturday today, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, in 3 days, it's going to be about 500 miles, we're going to go on a trip, we'll go out to Manchester, might visit Old Trafford, me, Andrew and Stephen, not Andrew, sorry, me, Ricky and Stephen, should be a bit of fun. But yeah, other than that, I think I'm content dead. Basically, I want to relearn the ukulele so I can play some more songs really badly. That was good fun. I played Norwegian Wood, and a woman called Queen Annette liked it and commented on it. I also played Go Your Own Way. I listened back to that, and that was bloody awful. But yes. I'm going to stop talking now because I've managed to fill, what, 4 minutes, I think. 5 minutes, I think. I don't know how that happened. Jesus Christ. I apologise if you're still carrying on listening to this. What can I say? Yeah, but until next time, which might be another 6 years until I boo again, or it might be tomorrow. I'd like to hope I'm going to boo soon. Goodbye. One more thing. I also met someone that works at Audio Boo. I've known him for years, but I've only just found out that he works at Audio Boo. Boom. It's called Audio Boom now. But I'm going to label everything as Boo, just because Boo. Bye.